Simple.
Happy President's Day, boys.
This is President's Day.
It's President's Day. A lot of folks sleeping in today.
A lot of people they're home, yeah.
Oh, okay. And J. Anthony Brown.
All right, side pieces, come on out. I told you you'd make it through it. Come on, didn't I tell you? It's all right. Look at you.
It'll be all right tonight, huh?
It's going to be all right tonight.
Very nice of you.
Tonight's your night, side pieces.
Wow, so nice of you.
You made it through the weekend. Look at you. Watch out there now.
What was the one thing you and Corey said a guy has to hear from his side piece?
You couldn't take 5 minutes to call nobody. No, I couldn't. I really couldn't. I was busy. Night is your night. Night's your night. Thought you was going to be on the ledge. Yeah. But you made it. You made it. Look at you. You're still standing.
Keep hope alive.
Keep up alive. I thought it was going to be over with. It's all right.
Really?
You made it.
Really?
He didn't even call through the whole weekend. Come call. She couldn't call. Couldn't call, Sip. She was busy. He was busy.
He was busy. All right.
They both were busy. All right. Tonight.
Sybil.
Tonight, tonight.
Boy's got
Sybil, former Governor Elliot Spitzer.
In trouble.
Again.
Choking out folks.
Okay, so this was a Valentine's date at the Plaza Hotel?
That went very wrong, apparently.
He had a 25-year-old woman who alleged that Elliot Spitzer, the former governor
Remember
of
who
New
was
York,
importing? Remember when he was importing, folks?
Yep, yep. Well,
to the Mayflower in D.C.?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, he's in trouble again. He had a 25-year-old woman in his room at the Plaza Hotel.
So far, so good.
And she called downstairs and said he was choking her. So the police showed up, and she had self-inflicted wounds on her wrist.
And well, when they went to the door, they asked, "Was there a problem?" And he said, "Everything's fine. There's no problem." They left. And they told them to, the policeman left, called 911, telling the operator to phone this woman back. And then she told the dispatcher that she no longer needed help. The cops went back anyway, and by then she had left the room. And they said after Spitzer opened the door a second time, the cops spied broken glass, blood stains, and clothing on the floor and started a search inside. She reappeared. The cops called EMS, took her to Mount Sinai, where she told staffers that Spitzer had attacked her. Yeah. He showed up at the hospital wearing a skull cap and saying that there is no truth to the allegations.
And she is and she's left the country. She's back in Rome.
He does like to import them.
Yeah. That's now, what he got in trouble with before.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But
a
now
prostitute.
Even further away, if she's gone from Italy to
now, there's no word on whether or not she's a prostitute. But
no.
But he was at the Plaza Hotel. Yeah.
Another nice
Saturday
hotel.
Saturday night,
$1,000 a night suite.
So far, so good.
Little pre Valentine's Day celebration.
He's still married?
No.
No. Well, why did he just go home?
Sometimes you can't go home.
Okay. Man, he just won't learn, will he? And right after that happened, the last time, he resigned as New York governor.
Remember.
Yeah. And then he got his own show on CNN.
Well, that didn't last long. Maybe he's trying to get another show. I don't know.
Wow. Valentine going bad.
Man.
Valentine's
gone bad. How was your Valentine? Everything all right?
Man, yeah, I'm cool. I ain't no trouble. Let me make the news.
So they said everything was fine until she told him she was going back to Russia, and he got upset.
Russia, I mean,
and
not
started
Rome, I said
throwing
Russia.
Her
Russia.
Around.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. It's like...
this guy.
He's a bit high-strung.
Yeah. Now, this choking thing, how did he choke her? How was this choking? I'm just putting it out there. No one knows. I'm just asking how she was. I'm just asking how she was.
You watched the NBA All-Star game? the highest scoring NBA All-Star game ever.
That was crazy.
The like finals, a shoot around. That's all it was. Just a shoot around.
They broke all kind of records. The most threes made. The most points scored. The final score was something like 190-something to 170-something.
It was 196 to 173. 196. Just 4 points shy of the 200 mark. 196 to 173. Mm. And Russell Westbrook was named MVP. And this was Kobe's last All-Star game.
Okay.
Hands that care.
Well, his team won. It was the West.
I'm just saying, hands that care here. Hands, none.
Actually, it was a really cool weekend up there. You know, they had a lot of stuff going on. And
even with the cold, huh? Yeah, they had a lot of. Mm-hmm.
And the slam dunk was exceptional, I thought. I thought that was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
With Zach Levine and he's the man. But, man, that little dude from Orlando, Aaron,
Is that the guy that did the sit down dunk?
He got robbed.
He got robbed. He was going over the head of the mascot.
Uh-huh. Was on a hoverboard.
A spinning mascot.
It was crazy.
If you can't win with that, man.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
So it
was a spinning mascot.
It looked like a lot of fun. It looks like it was a successful weekend.
Yeah.
And pitchers and catchers report this week for Major League Baseball. Just thought you'd like to know.
Nap time. Nap season is on its way, player.
Nap time, baby.
Nap season.
Oh, my God.
Baseball.
Really? Already? Oh, my God.
Game's so boring, they call a seven-inning stretch. That's how boring
it is. When did they have the World Series? I missed it.
Golly.
And so did the Cubs,
Another debate over the weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, it was good and juicy. It was quite
tasty.
Can't wait to hear Ken Smuckler's report on the debate.
Oh, my gosh.
Only thing missing was, I know I am, but what are you? That was
right,
the only
right,
thing.
Right. And your mama wears army boots.
Your
mama
wears army boots.
Oh, my gosh.
I just feel sorry for Bush. He does not know how to insult people. He's such a nice guy.
He's too nice for this guy, Donald Trump.
What did he do?
You're a liar. You're a liar.
You're a loser. And Trump just holds his own, man. You lie more than Ted Cruz. And shut up. I mean, what?
That's what he says. You lie more than Ted Cruz.
This guy lies so much. He lies more than Ted Cruz over here. It's like, dude.
And then Ted Cruz said Rubio said Ted Cruz didn't speak Spanish.
And then he started speaking Spanish and was like, okay.
You need to do your homework, man. Because he knew some Spanish.
As far as we knew, he knew some Spanish.
I had no idea what he was saying, but he looked pretty good to me, man.
So what time is Ken Smuckler coming up? I don't want to miss
that. It's going to be good. It's got to be good, man.
Ken Smuckler is coming up with the Smuck Report on the debate.
Tell us what the Smuck they were saying.
Smuck was going on, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. When's he coming
it was
up?
Really good.
6:50.
All right.
6:50.
Coming up this.
Yeah.
Coming up next hour, Ken Smuckler and the Smuck Report. Coming up today on the TJMS.